This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. Now, another one of your secrets, which I really like the sound of, is that each person has a genius fact. You say here that everyone has it, and if you help your people find it and put it to work for the benefit of the organisation, then you will see real magic. Tell me more about that.
It's my experience that a lot of people sometimes almost trip over their genius factor. They end up succeeding in some circumstance way beyond what they thought they were capable of. And then maybe they think, well, that's a bit interesting, and then they put it aside and don't think any more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But almost certainly what they've done is to trip over their genius. Occasionally I find people in my workshops who say, look, I have no genius factor. And to me, that's just rubbish. And eventually I get nearly everybody to accept that they do have a genius. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think, I want to define genius as something that you have that maybe only one person in every 10,000 other people might have.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you could be actually the one person in the whole world that's only got this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you think about that, just think about your experience, where you've been brought up, who your parents were, who your friends were, who your family is, where you fit. Then start thinking about your education. And even just with that little bit, you've got no one else in the world who's had that experience.
Mm.
Now take your education, now take your skills, take your talents, take your thinking preferences, take your ambitions, your passions, your loves, and so on, and you've got something that is totally uniquely Anna, and only Anna in the whole world has it. And when you identify it and put it to use much more often, then you grow and achieve stuff that simply what you wouldn't have believed was possible. The organisation clearly benefits from that too. If the organisation can track and use that, then they have something that's really gold. They've got something that's maybe the most valuable thing that an organisation can actually work with. How we achieve this is we ask people to write off to five or six other people that they trust, because often genius is something that's so natural to the person themselves that they don't think a great deal of it. It's something that's sort of them and lost, you know. But what other people see is this really special thing, and that how you have helped them and add value enormously to them.
Mm.
And when they write up to these five or six other people, usually they end up getting this pattern comes back.
Mm.
There's something really special about this person.
Mm.
And that if we can only... When they start to analyse that and to crystallise the, and people start to see it. And so we end up usually with a short statement and a long statement.
Mm-hmm.
And the short statement is, like when I did it, came with two words, and mine was about stretching thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nearly always an adjective and a verb, is it? Stretching thinking, whatever it is, anyway. And so, you know, it might be making a difference, or those sorts of words.
Mm.
And then we ask them to, after they've got that, which is really as a peg thing, an easy to remember sort of a statement, is to try and extend it out. And so when I tried to extend it out to me, mine became, you know, about working with large mature organisations to get people out of silos, working together much more successfully, focused and flexible. Creating workplaces where people achieve magic, and so I think it's really important, because people succeed way beyond what they thought they're capable of, and the organisation benefits as a result.